May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each week at the end of worship, we are sent with the words, "Go in peace, love, and serve the Lord," or something similar to that. And each week we reply, "Thanks be to God." And if you've ever been to Rainbow Trail Lutheran Camp, you know that at the very end you say, "And we will." And sometimes you hear that here when we sing some Rainbow Trail music. Our gospel story today has at its center a word of peace, a blessing, a gift of peace, given, received, returned. Jesus assumes that his followers have this peace to give. But friends, I'm not feeling very peaceful these days. All day Friday, I was reeling, speechless and in shock at the betrayal of the American people by our Congress in the budget bill that was passed. Thousands will suffer, many will die, based on decisions made by the administration and the Congress that just walks in lockstep with them. Yet even before this uniquely horrible moment, peace has been a challenge for me. All my adult life, I've struggled with anxiety and depression, and I've often longed for that peace that passes understanding, but felt that it eluded me. But what if peace is not at its heart a feeling? What if it's actually much more than a feeling? For years, I've known and proclaimed that God is present, that knowing God is present isn't always the same as feeling like God is present. God is with us whether we feel it or not. I have a sort of standard wedding sermon based on 1 Corinthians 13, in which I talk about love being more than a feeling. When Paul writes that love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or showy, love believes and hopes and trusts, Paul is reminding us that love is a verb. Love is something we do and something we choose to do over and over again. What if peace is the same? What if peace is more than a feeling of calm or well-being, which is lovely when it's present, but not always easy to grasp? What if peace is also a choice to act for the peace and well-being of the community? A decision to be peacemakers who defy the powers of hate and oppression wherever we find them. Whew. It would be so much easier just to wish for fire to rain down on those who hurt the people we love, on those who move our country ever farther from what we imagine that it could be. But if you remember last week's reading, Jesus rejects that option. James and John, when they are turned away by the Samaritans, said, "Jesus, let's rain some fire down on them." And Jesus rebukes them. Instead, he calls his followers to come with more commitment and urgency than ever as he heads toward the end that he knows he will meet in Jerusalem. And then in today's gospel, Jesus sends his followers out to be agents of peace, to bring healing and hope, to proclaim that the realm of God is here, now, wherever God's will is done in God's beloved world. I've often shared with you the poems of Pastor Steve Garnas Holmes. And I really like the poem that he offers this week called Sent. And the next slide, Steve, I didn't put it in here. There you go. Friends, you weren't merely born, you were sent. You are not just living a life, you're on a mission. Your purpose is not so small as to avoid death or even enjoy life, but to embody resurrection. to offer healing and peace, to seed the world with love, to be, in words and deeds, a proclamation, living proof that the reign of God is here. All the love you've received has prepared you for this. All the wisdom you've been given goes with you. You are surrounded, supported, cheered, and aided by millions, unseen yet connected and present. We are not so secret agents, infiltrating the kingdom of fear on behalf of the realm of grace. You are sent, guided, and protected by the spirit of love. Be not afraid. I am with you. Go. Again and again, we ask ourselves and one another, what can we do? And perhaps particular action has come to us and will come to us in the days to come. But always, we continue to do what we have always done as the people of God, baptized, blessed, and sent to embody resurrection in the world. Baptized, blessed, and sent to offer healing and peace, to seed the world with love. Baptized, blessed, and sent to be God's not-so-secret agents, infiltrating the kingdom of fear on behalf of the realm of grace. And when we practice God's peace, we may now and then be granted with moments of feeling at great peace. In the church or in a garden, praying alone or in the company of our loved ones, inspired by music or the beauty of a flower, those moments of peace are gifts of grace, and they feed us for that work of peace we continue to do in the world. So when we hear the charge to go in peace and serve God in the world, we continue to reply, thanks be to God. We are glad to be sent and always ready to say, and we will. Amen.